greetings to each one. And in the name of our Lord Jesus, bless him to be together. Meet together and encourage each other and strengthen. Trust in God. We sang a song about God waking us up in the morning of our lives, or in the day that we first heard him call. We rise up from our sleep. What kind of sleep would that mean? Death and what else?
Not paying attention.
What else? What do people walk in the world? Sin, yes. They heard the shepherd's voice as he called out his sheep. And he says there, I want you to listen to this. He knows what's best for sheep. I would not choose my way. The pastures he deems good are where I'd spend the day. What's that mean? The pastures he deems good are where I'd spend the day. Thoughts on that?
The places where it says to be.
Exactly. And we like to eat. We like to feed. We like to be in the pasture. It's time the one we want to have that we like best. But a faithful sheep, one who hears the voice of his shepherd, is content with where the shepherd deems good for him to feed that day. May we be content with where God want us to feed today. Alright. What does Psalm 118, or 119, this big long psalm we've been reading, what does it talk about in every verse again?
Commandments.
Tell me one of the commandments. I was trying to save the one that you have for a little later. I think you're supposed to talk about something like that, something you're learning, a precept or things, right? Don't you have an assignment like that? Something you've been learning? You know? Let me say that. What's a commandment?
Thou shalt not covet.
Thou shalt not covet. Yeah, that was one of the Ten Commandments. The Lord asked us not to covet. So, what else?
Love your enemies.
That's the commandment of our Lord Jesus. What else is closely related to loving our enemies? That is about those who do us wrong. Do about that? Yes. About this? Honor their parents, forgiving. Yes. You have one so bad for anything the Lord told us to do or not to do. So it's not just what we're supposed to do, it's that stay away from some stuff. That's the best commandment of all. He said, number one. You made number one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. Anyway, if you have your Bibles and you're open to Psalm 118 and verse 137, we'll start up there. I think you might read over to 160. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright is your judgment. And there's another word for commandments. Your judgment, your word. You commanded your testimonies exceedingly in righteousness and truth. The zeal of your house caused me to yearn for home. For my enemies forgot your words. It's just amazing. Do you think of anything about that verse right there? The zeal of your house caused me to yearn for home. Isn't that the one that says the zeal of your house has consumed me? Oh, what do you think about in the New Testament? That the disciples, when they saw Jesus do something, they made them think. I think it says
about this verse. It just reminded them of this verse. The zeal of your house made me long for home. And their face ready has consumed me. Well, let one of the adults tell us. Their older boys. And then their disciples observed Jesus do something. They thought of this verse. It just made them think of it.
Cast all the people out of the temple. Yourself.
Hear that? Cast. Den of thieves. Cast the thieves out of their den. They made the house of God a den of thieves. And he cast them out. And he just said, the zeal of your house has caused me to yearn for home or consume me. For my enemies forgot your words. Your teaching is exceedingly purified in fire, and your servant loves it. I am young and beheld as nothing, but I have not forgotten your ordinances. Your righteousness is righteousness forever, and your law is truth. Affliction and trouble found me, but your commandments are my meditation. Your testimonies are righteousness forever. Give me understanding and I shall live. Verse 145, I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I shall search your ordinances. I cry out to you, save me. And I shall keep your testimonies. I rose at midnight and cried out. I hoped in your words. My eyes awoke before dawn that I might meditate on your teachings. Hear my voice, O Lord, according to your mercy. Give me life according to your judgment. Those who persecute me in lawlessness drew near. They are far removed from your law. You are near, O Lord. All your commandments are truth. From the beginning I knew your testimonies, that you established them forever. Behold my humiliation and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life because of your word. Salvation is far from sinners, for they have not searched your ordinances. Your compassions are many, O Lord. Give me life according to your judgment. Many are those who pursue and afflict me, but I did not turn away from your testimony. I saw those acting foolishly, and I yearned for you, for they did not keep your teachings. Behold, I love your commandments, O Lord, in your mercy. Give me life. The beginning of your words is truth. And all the judgments of your righteousness are forever. He says about those, verse 150, those who pursue me in lawlessness drew near, they are far removed from your law. But then the blessing in Psalm in the next verse, 151. Might read that for us, right? No, 151.
You are near, O Lord. All your commandments are true.
Yes, he says, you are near. After saying those who persecute me, they're far removed from your law. They drew near. But then he says, you are near, O Lord. All your commandments are true. Finish the verse for me. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Praise the Lord. Brother Daniel in Mexico said this week that he got up and went outside. No, they didn't go outside. Still in the house. And a lady, I guess a friend, came just knocking on the door, just so concerned to tell him, the back window's broken out of your phone. Transport van, Brother Daniel has, drives the church. It has gospel signs in the back window. busted out there. It might have been somebody's accident or something. But it just happens that people slash tires, break windshields, glasses, because they don't like God's testimonies or His commandments. What's another expression for this? His word, ordinances, whatever. Judgments. Yes, boys. May we love God's words so that our hearts may remain soft. Forgive those who trespass against us, and that we might also draw nigh to God, that He might draw nigh to us. Boys, if you have your verses or drives, you should start. You probably just go back to your place when you're finished.
We were supposed to get something in our lives that we're learning about what God said, and I'm learning that and to obey my parents and do my chores in a way that would please them, like it says in Ephesians 6:1. Oh, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
I'm learning to obey my parents and be kind to my brothers and sisters and everybody.
I'm learning to not be angry because it's like kill.
I'm learning to obey my parents and be honest and be kind to my brothers and sisters, and I'm trying to get better at those things.
Our assignment was to get someone that was said it not and by God and just like giving up. The people before the flood were wicked, and God just gave up and sent the flood and destroyed them.
I got a couple verses in Isaiah 59. This is the Lord's hand unable to save? Is His ear heavy so as not to hear? But your sins stand between you and your God, and He turned His face from you because of your sins, so as not to have mercy. Then it goes on through all the things that these people are doing, that all the sins that they're doing that God turned His back on.
I thought of King Saul. He started out as a good king and wanted to do what God wanted him to do, and he got proud and began thinking, oh, I'm a really good king, and God allowed the little light to go out and the Philistines to kill him.
I thought about the Egyptian army, how Pharaoh was not wanting to let the children of Israel go, and he sent the plagues, and then they still didn't give up, so he drowned them in the Red Sea.
I got about Simon the sorcerer. He was a sorcerer, and he would make magic. And then he saw Philip baptizing people and healing people, and he wanted to get baptized. So he got baptized, and he followed Philip around and helped him, I guess. And then he saw Peter and John and laying their hands on the brethren down wherever they were, and Simon saw them do that and saw the Holy Spirit fill them, and he wanted to be able to lay his hands on somebody and the Holy Spirit fill them, and so he offered money to Peter, and then Peter said, "Let your money perish with you," for you thought to by God's goodness. And then there's a legend that he was with the leader of the area, and Simon was, and then Peter was had something to do with that anyway. And Simon said that he was gonna he started lifting himself off the ground, and he started rising up into the air, and he said he's gonna rise up into heaven. And then Peter and John started praying to God, and he fell back down, and a few days later Simon died.
Joash, I thought about him. He became king when he was 7, and at first he did a lot of things for God, and he was really righteous, and he fixed up the temple and did good things, but then later he worshipped idols, and God gave up on him, and so then later his servants killed him.
I had Nebuchadnezzar when he was walking through his kingdom and just admiring it and how saying how good he was, and I built all this and all my power comes from me and stuff, and while the words were still in his mouth, a voice came from heaven and said, your kingdom shall pass over you, and the men shall drive you away, and you shall eat grass like an oxen and stuff, and he turned into a beast for like 7 years until he knew that his power came from God.
I got King Saul. When he was first anointed king, he started out as a good king, did a lot of good things, and won some battles with the help of God. And then he started, there's a battle, and God told them to destroy everything, but they saved all the good animals and saved them for a sacrifice to God. God was angry at that, and so he chose David to be king, and then Saul was really jealous with him and tried to kill him. And so God let him be killed by the Philistines, and David became king in his place.
I thought about when Israel was journeying to the Promised Land, and after they got to the Promised Land, anytime they fell away from God, God would always depart his face from them and allow an enemy to come and teach them who was powerful and who was the king of that land.
I thought about Solomon was a good king, and he was faithful, but he had so many wives, and a lot of his wives were from other countries, and they worshipped idols, and he started worshiping their idols and got carried away, and then the Lord just was done with him, and his son was bad too. He just, from then on, it just all went downhill.
I thought of Samson, how God gave him strength and gave him all his power and stuff, and then he just fell away. He got deceived and just gave up. So God let the Philistines capture him and made public image or amusement out of him.
Shows that.